And new evidence from Northern California shows that people were dying of the coronavirus as far back as early February. Autopsies show that two people who died in Santa Clara County on February 6th and the 17th tested positive for the virus. Before this, the earliest known deaths were in late February in Washington State. To explain what this means, we're joined now by Dr. Peter Hotez from Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Welcome, doctor. And let's first start off by talking about this death on February 6th. That means that person was almost certainly infected in January. The county's chief medical officer told the New York Times that they probably picked up the disease in the community. So she's essentially saying there was community spread in the U.S. as far back as late January. What does this tell you?
Well, thanks so much. I mean, what it tells you is that that community transmission was going on for quite a while before it was picked up. And the reason that's so significant is that now there are a couple of studies showing, and including studies out of Boston from my colleague Mark Lipsitch at Harvard School of Public Health, Chan School of Public Health, that shows that the longer transmission is sustained before you intervene, potentially the more the severe the epidemic. So, for instance, if transmission goes on for 6 weeks before you intervene with social distancing, that could mean 2,000 admissions to the intensive care unit versus if you intervene within a week, that could mean maybe 20, a three-log difference. And this was his group showed this in several different cities in China. So the fact that transmission has been going on potentially since the end of January, pretty early on in the COVID pandemic, it means that helps explain why the United States probably has one of the worst epidemics of any single nation, and may also explain why things were so terrible in New York and New Jersey. Potentially, there was a lot of transmission going on before it was really picked up, and you could put in the social distancing.
Yeah, that makes us think about all of the timelines that we've been talking about over the last few weeks and the last few months. Does this information tell us anything about the disease itself? I mean, how lethal it is, how it actually spreads over time, and we're talking so much about fatality rates.
Yeah, it's really showing kind of a two-faced side to this virus and epidemic, you know, using the symbol of the Janus, right, where you have one group of individuals that's getting very sick and going into intensive care units, and another group that maybe quite a substantial size group, maybe 18 to 50%, according to some estimates, with minimal or no symptoms, that are walking around transmitting the virus. And this is why it's been so hard to contain it and so hard to mitigate against it, because you have this big cohort of individuals that are out and about in the community and in stores and spreading the virus, but then this other substantial subset getting so sick, and that is a very powerful combination that has led to so many deaths here in this country.
So much that we're learning and so much more to learn as we work on trying to combat this virus. That's Dr. Peter Hotez, a professor of virology and microbiology at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Thank you so much.
Thank you.